As communities in upstate, like Oswego, continue to get pounded by the relentless snowfall, some are running out of space to put it. As WRVO's Payne Horning reports, one controversial option for municipalities is disposing some snow into waterways.
When nearly 3 feet of snow fell in Oswego on the night before December 27th, Oswego Mayor Billy Barlow declared a state of emergency. Oswego had filled its two snowbank reservoirs, but the snow was still piling up.
The amount of snow we received in, you know, really a few hours for that particular storm was incredible. And we were doing all we can to just have a place to put the snow that was coming from the next storm.
So the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation, referred to as the DEC, gave the city permission to dump some of that snow into the Oswego River. The state strongly discourages that action normally because the snow often contains contaminants like salt, sand, and trash. But Dave Bimber with the DEC says it's a fairly common practice in upstate, like in Oswego, Rochester, and Watertown. To minimize the environmental risks, Bimber says the state offers guidance on how to do it.
The snow that's going to be disposed of in that manner is fairly fresh, recently fallen, that they have to get rid of in a hurry as a public safety issue. We do not allow snow disposal in sensitive environmental areas. For example, freshwater wetlands, drinking water reservoirs, their tributaries, and so on.
The DEC also recommends that snow disposal be made in moving waters with adequate flow and mixing to avoid ice jams. For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning.